I'll give you a very personal example. Now, I was a student loan debtor from 1987 to 2013. I just am about a year off of paying my last student loan payment, which was last June 14th, when I turned 44 years old. I consolidated my student loans in 1999 at an interest rate of 7.875%. A year and a half later, interest rates were down to 1.99%. But because I could neither refinance nor reconsolidate my loan, I paid that rate off until 2013. If I could have gotten that 7.875% interest rate down to 5%, I would have spent $21,000 more in the economy during that period of time. That's what would have come to me at absolutely no cost to taxpayers. I mean, that's a thing to remember about this. Refinancing doesn't cost the taxpayers a dime. It's just providing less profit to, say, the federal government. And the federal government is going to make over the next 10 years $127 billion off of student loan payments. That's obscene.